Many forms of extreme energy extraction are employed in the United States, like deep ocean oil drilling or horizontal fracturing or fracking for natural gas. Among the oldest and most destructive practices is mountaintop removal coal mining, where the tops of mountain ridges in Appalachia are literally blown off to mine the coal seams, resulting in the waste rock and earth being dumped into the valleys below, often burying headwater streams. Opponents of mountaintop removal mining point to the studies that have linked this mining process to health problems like cancer and cardiovascular disease. Local Appalachian residents have been fighting the mining practice for decades, and a recent decision by a publicly owned electric utility in Gainesville, Florida, demonstrates how others around the country can take action to support their drive to end mountaintop removal coal mining. A 3.5-year-long campaign to end the Gainesville Regional Utility's use of coal mined by removing mountaintops was victorious on September 18th, when the City Commission voted 5-2 to adopt a policy that will pay up to 5% more to buy coal that is not mined using mountaintop removal methods. This is the first policy of its kind in the nation to be passed by a municipally owned utility. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhu spoke with Jason Foltz, co-founder of the group Gainesville Loves Mountains, who talks about how this local victory was won and his hope that other communities will follow Gainesville's example.
We were inspired by the national movement to end mountaintop removal coal mining. A lot of folks in Gainesville have connections to Appalachia and are familiar with the issue, and an awful lot more people know and love Appalachia, you know, as a region. And so as they've learned about mountaintop removal, they've just been horrified. And we're a pretty progressive community that is thinking a lot about energy issues. And so an awful lot of people in the Gainesville community didn't want us to be connected in any way to the practice of mountaintop removal. So we've been working for about 3.5 years now to end our utility's purchases of coal that's mined using mountaintop removal.
What body exactly voted to nix mountaintop removal coal?
Well, we have a municipally owned utility, and so our city commission is essentially the board of our utility. And so we've been having conversations with the utility for the past 3.5 years on this issue, and it basically just, you know, hit a dead end with them, and their bottom line was that we're only pursuing reliable, low-cost fuels. We're agnostic with regard to the source of those fuels. If you want to have any further policy direction on this matter, then you're going to need to go to the city commission. So that's what we did. We went and convinced our city commission to issue a policy directive on mountaintop removal coal.
And they agreed to pay a premium for non-mountaintop removal coal, right?
Right. So the policy preferences deep mine coal from Appalachia and says that it allows our fuel purchasers to pay up to a 5% premium to buy deep mine coal and avoid the purchase of surface mine or mountaintop removal coal.
Jason Foltz, I've covered this issue for several years, and I've never heard of a utility voting to not use mountaintop removal coal. Is Gainesville the first?
That's what we believe to be true. We've been working very closely with Appalachian Voices, which is a regional issue and is in the forefront of the fight against mountaintop removal coal. And they are aware of policies that have been passed in other instances. For instance, Duke Energy has a stated policy on the topic of mountaintop removal coal, although it's pretty weak. There have been some colleges and universities that have their own coal-fired power plants that have passed policies. But this is by far the most progressive policy that we're aware of and the first that's been passed by a municipal utility. And so we're optimistic that if the word gets out about this, hopefully some other municipally owned utilities that are consuming mountaintop removal coal will try and follow our lead on this.
Is it hard to find out what the source is of the energy a particular utility uses?
No, it's not hard at all, actually. On two fronts. One is that your utility is required to report to the Department of Energy on a regular basis exactly what fuels they're buying and where those fuels are coming from, down to oftentimes a specific mine. And so the folks at Appalachian Voices, they created a really great resource that I highly recommend people check out called ilovemountains.org. And what you can do with that website, you can actually type in your zip code, and it'll show you the utility providers for your area, and you can pick your utility provider, and it'll show you down to the mine where your coal is coming from and tell you not only if you're connected to the practice of mountaintop removal, but it'll tell you some of the stories of people that live in those communities that are being impacted. So it's a fantastic resource, and that's really one of the kind of things that inspired us to start working on this.
So I just have to ask you, this seems like a step in the right direction, but on the other hand, your utility is still using coal, which has the worst local impacts of any form of energy when burned, and arguably also contributes the most to global warming. What about getting off coal entirely?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. You know, I mean, we would definitely like to see our utility off of coal entirely eventually, and I'm pretty confident that that'll happen within the next 5 to 10 years. So some of the things that our utility has been doing is really progressive on this front. We've been diversifying our fuel supply. We used to be, like a lot of Florida utilities, heavily, heavily dependent upon coal as our primary fuel source. And our coal consumption has actually been dropping pretty significantly, largely due to the natural gas boom, but we're also diversifying our fuel supply in the areas of biomass and solar as well in Gainesville pretty significantly. We were the first utility in the country, I believe, to pass a solar feed-in tariff. So we've actually got an awful lot of solar in Gainesville as well and are trying to move more and more in that direction. So like I said, I'm hopeful that we're going to be off of coal entirely before too long. But in the meantime, we felt like it was a step in the right direction to try and eliminate what we consider to be the worst of the worst fuel sources from our mix.
That was Jason Foltz, co-founder of the Florida group Gainesville Loves Mountains. For more information on groups working to end mountaintop removal coal mining and phase out the use of coal nationwide, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.